there is a handout.
好，那感谢神的带领啊，2015年呢啊即将过去。
We thank God for His guidance. We are at the end of 2015.
啊，当然我们要对2015年所做的事情呢啊做一番的检讨。
We need to look back on what we have done in the past year.
啊，才能够继续啊进行啊2016年的工作。
Before we continue the work into the new year.
啊，当然。在传道者进修会的时候啊，总会邀请每位传道啊啊做一个自我的啊评估，看看以前的工作怎么样。
During the minister's workshop, the USGA asked each minister to evaluate the work in the past year.
那大家也互相分享。
And we had mutual sharing.
啊，同时呢，在2015年呢，也有很多的弟兄姐妹啊提供一些很好的意见。
And during the past year, many brothers and sisters offer great suggestions.
啊，因此啊，我就列出一些我们2016年呢，啊，要努力的方向。
So I've listed out items that where we can put more emphasis or work on.
啊，也是自我的勉励。
And this is also a way to motivate myself.
啊，当然是要大家一起来做啊，才能够达成这个目标。
And I hope that more brothers and sisters can work together with me so we can reach the same goal.
啊，但是最主要的还是要大家互相祷告啊，啊，求主耶稣让我们整个教会都能够往上提升。
Most importantly, we need to pray and ask the Lord Jesus to strengthen and uplift the whole church.
啊，要啊帮助传道祷告啊，让传道有很清楚的头脑啊，啊，从神来的智慧能够带领整个教会啊来。就见主啊，来跟神建立一个很好的关系。
Please pray for me, the pastor, so that I can lead the church to be closer to the Lord and to have a closer relationship with Him.
所以我们每一个人呢，从主耶稣领受很多的恩典。
Each one of us has received much grace from our Lord.
啊，尤其我们接受主耶稣的呼召啊，来承受永生。
Since we have been called by the Lord to receive inherit eternal life.
因此，大家就要为主耶稣来立志。
Therefore, all of us need to make a resolution for the Lord.
啊，请看四书记。
Please turn to Judges.
四书记第五章。
Chapter 5.
第五章十五节。
Verse 15.
四书记第五章十五节。
Judges chapter 5 verse 15.
以撒家的首领与底波拉同来，以撒家怎样，巴拉也怎样，众人都跟随巴拉冲下平原。在流变的溪水旁有心中定大志的16节
16.
你为何坐在羊圈内听群中吹笛的声音呢？在流变的溪旁有心中设大谋的。这两节圣经呢，整个章章是在形容当时啊，底波拉怎么样带领以色列百姓来击败敌人。
This chapter describes how Deborah led the people of Israel to defeat the enemies.
那当然，打仗是要有谋略的。
A battle requires strategies.
啊，不能够随便有人出去啊，就随便打，这样子会打败的。
You can't just send out soldiers to fight because that would mean a losing battle for sure.
所以必须要有人呢，先立大志，设大谋。
So there needs to be great resolves of heart and great searchings of heart.
那这个就是说，我们要有心呢。
So we need to put in our heart.
啊，第一个要有心，那第二个要去设情，要怎么做才能够做得好。
So we need to and then we also need to plan how to do it well.
所以必须要来研究来商量。
We need to study and discuss.
啊，怎么样能够把主的圣工做得好？
How to do the work of the Lord well?
所以每一个人都必须要有这种心智。
All of us need to have this resolve.
那只要是没有心智的话，让整个教会就死气沉沉了。
Without resolve, the church would be dead.
那只是表面上大家来聚会啊，但那结束以后大家就回去，没有得到什么。
People will only come to church as a formality and do not get anything.
那信徒就不能够得到属灵的滋润。
And people cannot be nourished spiritually.
不能够得到属灵的粮食。
People cannot be fed spiritually.
那就会产生饥荒现象啊。
And there will be a famine.
那饥荒现象就是没有生命。
And there is no life.
因此呢？我们大家都要为主耶稣啊来立大志、设大谋。
So all of us need to make a great resolve and searching for the Lord.
那有心很好，可是呢， 还要实际来行动。
And having the heart or intention is not enough. We also need to carry it out.
那再请继续看第五章的十八节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 18.
那西布伦人呢、啊、是拼命赶死的，拿弗他利人在田野的高处也是如此。
Zebulun is a people who jeopardized their lives to the point of death. Naphtali also on the heights of the battlefield.
因此这边又提到一批人呢，叫西布伦人哈。还有拿弗他利人这一批人、啊、都是拼命赶死的。
The tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali were people who jeopardized their lives to the point of death.
因为要打敌人、啊、你不拼命、啊、不赶死的话，那不能够打仗的。
Unless you are willing to jeopardize your life, you cannot fight a battle.
美国为什么能够独立？
Why was the United States able to be independent?
而且当时有一群人、啊、就是跟英国打仗，想要脱离英国殖民地的统治。
It's because a group of people wanted to fight the British to gain independence and no longer be a colony.
啊，那一些军人都是很勇敢的。
And these fighters were very courageous.
他们是拼命敢死的。
They jeopardized their lives to the point of death.
啊，当时在中国大陆以前是清朝在统治啊，一百多年前是清朝在统治。
More than 100 years ago, Qing Dynasty ruled China.
孙中山先生就带领一批很勇敢、拼命的人啊，来推翻满清政府啊。
Sun Yat-sen led a group of revolutionaries to overthrow the Qing Dynasty.
因此，每一个朝代都是必须要有勇敢、拼命的人。
So every generation needs people who are courageous and who are willing to jeopardize their lives.
来带领整个国家往前进。
These would be the leaders to bring the nation to a higher level.
我们教会也是一样。
The same applies to the church.
因为教会是神的国。
Because the church is God's kingdom.
也是一个国度啊，也是好像一个国家一样。
It is like a nation.
你看圣经说，神祝福亚伯拉罕，有土地，有人民。有他的主权呢、啊。
In the Bible, we see how Abraham was blessed with people and land and sovereignty.
所以你看，后来这些人，这是他的子孙，亚伯拉罕的子孙哈，西布伦人啊，拿弗他利人这一批人，他们就很勇敢拼命。
Abraham's descendants, such as the people of Zebulun and Naphtali, were very courageous and they jeopardized their lives.
因此，我们今天神的子民，这个国度的子民，也是要为主而说哈，拼命勇敢。
Likewise, today, we as the people of God's nation, God's kingdom, need to be courageous and be willing to jeopardize our lives.
那基于这个工作的精神呢，那我们就设下一些工作的目标。
And with this spirit, and being equipped with this spirit, we can then proceed to establish some goals.
那第一个就是要有一家的精神。
First, we need to strive to have the spirit of the same family.
因为教会就是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
那只要是没有一家的精神，那这个团体啊就不像个团体。
If we do not have the spirit of one family, then we cannot function as one unit.
啊，就变成一盘散沙一样。
We would be very scattered.
就变成每一个人都是独立的，你是你，我是我。
Everyone has their own is independent.
那既然是神的家，有一个家庭，就是要有一个家庭的精神。
And since this is the house of God, we need to behave like a house or a family.
我们请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
以弗所书第二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人，是和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人的。
20节，
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。21，各房呢就靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。22，那你们也要靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。所以这边提到几个重点。
There are several key points here.
我们不再是外人。
We are no longer strangers.
所以来这里的话，大家都是自己家里的人呢。
We are members of the same household.
不要再想说你要跟我打招呼，我才会跟你打招呼了。
We shouldn't expect others to come to greet us before we greet others.
因为都是家里的人，为什么要期待别人先跟我们打招呼？
Because we're all members of the same family, why should we expect others to do something first?
我们可以先主动跟别人打招呼啊。
We can be more proactive and greet others first.
因为都是一家人。
Because we are of the same family.
那一家人的话就互相关心。
Since we're of the same family, we should show concern for one another.
那一家人就要照顾这个家。
Since we're of the same family, we should all care for this family.
当然这个家呢是一个精神上的家，是一个属灵的家。
Of course, this family that we're speaking of is a spiritual one.
是一个温暖的家。
It is a family of warmth.
但是它 也有一个外壳啊。
But it also has an outward form.
这个外壳就是这个会堂啊，会堂这个建筑物。
This outward form can be this chapel.
所以我们也要照顾这个建筑物。
We also need to care for this structure, this building.
那好好的珍惜它。
And take care of it.
我们要尊敬这个会堂，我们会堂来的不容易啊。
We need to cherish this chapel because and not take it for granted.
有些地方没有会堂来聚会啊。
Some churches don't even have a chapel.
好像以前的东湾教会。
For example, the East Bay Church.
大家去过人都知道啊。
Many of you have visited the church and you know what I'm talking about.
没有自己的会堂。
They didn't have a chapel.
他们必须要租用一个建筑物。
They had to rent from a building.
啊，那个建筑物呢？里面的情形不好啊，夏天呢、啊、没有冷气，冬天没有暖气。
And the building is quite dilapidated because there's no AC in the summer or heater in the winter.
啊，聚会很辛苦啊。
And it is very difficult to have a comfortable service.
啊，有些时候那个建筑有他们自己的用途，我们就不能够聚会了。
And sometimes when the owner needs the building for some other purpose, then we cannot have our own activities.
那信徒就要自己想办法，你要去哪里聚会就去哪里聚会啊。
And we have to find other alternatives.
因此我们现在有自己会堂要珍惜啊。
So now that we own this building, we really need to cherish it.
要珍惜这个有形的建筑物。
To cherish this outward building.
这个就是我们的家，我们的外壳。
This is the outward structure, this is our home.
那神家呢的生活、啊、有一个标准，有一个准绳。
And there should be a standard in the household of God.
说变建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有耶稣基督自己为房角石。
It says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
说神的道理就是我们生活的一个准绳。
The word of God is the standard of our lives.
说大家在生活都是以这个为标准。
And we should measure our lives with the word of God.
我们现在产品要说标准化。
It's important to standardize products.
所以你看我们这个窗户啊，你去买有一个标准的规格啊。
So for example, when you purchase a window, they come in standard sizes.
我们买零件有些时候也是有个标准的规格啊。
When you buy parts, you also buy them according to certain standards.
有个标准的规格就能够互相容纳。
And when things are standardized, they become interchangeable.
啊，虽然不能够啊，虽然是不同的厂牌。
They may be different brands.
因为大家就有一个共同的标准。
But because there is a common standard.
所以买来就能够用啊。
You can buy parts from different vendors.
那我们教会信徒也是一样。
The same is true for the members of the church.
我们的标准化是什么？标准化就是神的道理，就是我们的标准。
Our standard is the word of God.
因为大家有个共同的标准以后，大家就能够互相接纳、互相容纳。
Once we have this common standard, we can accept one another.
这个就是一家精神。
This is the spirit of one family.
然后这边说各房啊，要靠他联络的合适。
It says here, in whom the whole building being fitted together.
说就是要联络，就是要有个团契的生活。
We need to be fitted together. That means we need to have a life of fellowship.
啊，透过这个团体，透过这个小组呢，大家生活在一起，能够互相学习服事。
And through this fellowship, we can live together and also serve together.
啊，学习互相照顾。
And care for one another.
啊，因此我们可能组会啊，大家会讨论哈、啊，怎么来设立一些团契。
So the church council may discuss how to establish fellowships.
啊，团契大家能够互相关心呢、啊。
So we can care for one another.
啊，不能有时候我们信徒人太多的话，人多啊，有时候会某些人呢、啊、会被疏忽掉。
So that nobody is neglected when the church grows.
啊，虽然我们不是刻意的。
Sometimes neglecting others may not be deliberate.
但是呢，人很多啊。
But when the number increases,
总是有些人会被遗落掉的。
It is inevitable that some individuals may be left out.
因此要透过小组，大家能够互相联络。这边说互相联络。
And according to this verse, with smaller groups, we can be fitted together.
就经常啊，透过电话，透过电子邮件，大家互相关心。
Let us show concern for one another through phone calls or emails.
那这样子就能够变成神同在的一间教会了。
Then we can grow into a house of the Lord.
那圣灵就会跟我们居住。
And the Holy Spirit will dwell in us.
也就神同在一间教会。
This will be the church where the Spirit of God abides.
所以我们第一个目标就要变成神同在的教会。
So our primary goal should be to become a church where God abides.
神跟每一位在座的同在。
And that God abides with every member in the house.
那就是要透过大家有一个一家的精神。
And this requires having the spirit of one family.
那圣灵就会很自然的，神也会跟我们同在。
And then the Holy Spirit of God will be with us.
那第二个目标呢？
What is the second goal?
就是要使我们的教会成为一个祷告的教会。
Is to make our church a praying church.
以赛亚书啊，以赛亚说啊，说神的殿要成为祷告的殿。
In the book of Isaiah, we are told that the house of God, the temple of God, shall be a house of prayer.
那这个就是神的心意啊。
This is the heart of God.
神的心意就是让他的圣殿成为祷告的殿。
God desires to see that his temple, his house, become a house of prayer.
那祷告就是叫求告主的名。
To pray means to call on the name of the Lord.
要寻求他的旨意。
And to seek his will.
要寻求他的恩典，寻求他的帮助。
To seek for his grace and his help.
所以我们要使我们教会成为一个祷告的教会。
Let's make this church a house of prayer.
大家要有这个需要啊。
And we need to feel that urge or need.
很多的工人啊，他们都有个共同的看法。
And many workers of God have this view.
不论是工人弟兄姐妹也是有一样的看法。
And this includes brothers and sisters in general.
就是。纽约皇后区教会、那些信徒、因为很多人是从中国大陆移民去那边生活的。
The Queen's Church in the East Coast has many members who came originally from China.
那些人、的信徒、很会祷告。
And many of these members are very fervent in their prayers.
他们很喜欢祷告，很喜欢听道理。
They love to pray and they love to listen to the sermon.
也很喜欢参加讲习会。
And they love to attend seminars.
所以每一次的成人神训班、他们都有三四十位的弟兄姐妹参加讲习会。
So every time there is a national theological seminar, more than 30 or 40 of them would come.
那为什么他们那么喜欢祷告？
Why do they love to pray so much?
因为他们有这个需要吧。
It's because they feel the need.
因为从中国大陆移民到纽约、生活很辛苦。
When they immigrated from China to New York, life was very tough.
他们需要神每一步的带领啊。
They needed the guidance of God every step.
那神为什么要亚伯拉罕离开他的故乡本族？
Why did God ask Abraham to leave his father's house?
让他流浪在旷野的地方。
And let him wander in the wilderness.
因为流浪在旷野很辛苦啊。
Life must have been very tough in the wilderness.
亚伯拉罕搬了十几次家。
Abraham had to move more than 10 times.
在那个辛苦的环境之下，他就每一步呢都是要求告主的名，求神的帮助。
But in such a harsh environment, Abraham felt the need to call on the Lord.
因为在以前很容易遭受到敌人的攻击。
In those days, one would be very vulnerable to enemies' attacks.
因此他必须要祷告神来求神帮助，求神来保守他的产业。
So Abraham had to pray to the Lord to ask for protection over his house and his possessions.
他觉得有这个需要啊。
So he felt the need.
所以他就很自然地求告主那边求神帮忙。
Naturally, he called on the Lord for help.
所以我们今天怎么样能够使大家有个祷告的精神？
So today, how do we build up a spirit of prayer?
那第一个，我们自己觉得有需要啊。
First, we need to see the need.
我们生活是充满一个各种挑战的。
Our lives are filled with all kinds of challenges.
没有一个人说他的生活没有什么挑战。
No one's life is without any challenge.
大家来这里生活都是很辛苦的。
Every one of us has challenges in our lives.
所以，既然我们有这个需要的话，我们知道体认到生活很辛苦、很艰难，每一步都是需要神的带领。
since our life can be very difficult, we need to ask God to guide us.
因此很自然的，大家也一定会很喜欢祷告。
So naturally, people will want to pray.
因为是有需要的。
Because we feel the need.
啊，不然我们跪下也是很辛苦啊。
Otherwise, just kneeling there can be quite difficult.
但是请问大家除了这个以外，还有什么其他方法呢？
But let me ask you, what other alternative do you have?
没有什么其他方法。
There's no other alternative.
就是祷告。
Except to pray.
那我们再请继续看马可福音。
Let's turn to Mark.
请翻开马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
十一章十五节。
Verse 15.
马可福音十一章十五节
Mark 11:15
他们拿到耶路撒冷 耶稣进入圣殿赶出店里做买卖的人推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子人的凳子十六节
16.
也不许人拿着器具从店里经过十七节
17.
便教训他们说经上不是记着说我的店必成为万国祷告的店吗你们到时他成为贼窝了十八节
18.
那文士和、祭司长和文士听见之后就想办法除灭耶稣却要怕他因为众人都吸取他的教训、那这里是记载主耶稣洁净圣殿的故事
This is the story of how Jesus cleansed the temple
那圣殿本来是要作为祷告的殿
The temple was meant to be a house of prayer
要作为神跟人交通的一个地方
It was meant to be the meeting place between God and man.
可是现在竟然变成做生意的场所。
But it became a place of business.
那我们想想，做生意的场所，说里面有什么秩序呢？没有秩序呀。
And as a result, there was no order.
里面就说话了说话。
People could talk as they wished.
啊，称磅了称磅啊！你在买卖东西要称磅，看几磅重嘛。
People could put things on a scale.
啊，数钱的数钱。
People could count money.
哪里像以前神的圣殿呢
？It was no longer like a temple of God.
所以就没有什么秩序。
There was no more order.
因此，我们祷告以后，自然就会有秩序的。
But if we pray, there will be order.
我们不要使教会变成没有秩序。
Let's not let the church become without order.
所以教会的聚会一定有一个聚会的秩序。
In the church, when there is service, there must be order.
没有人在外面走来走去。
People should not be wandering outside.
没有人在外面聊天。
And there should be no one having conversations outside.
我们要尊重神的圣殿。
We need to honor the temple of God.
不要使它成为贼窝。
And not let it become a den of robbers.
什么叫没有秩序？
What does it mean to be in disarray?
有的时候我们会大声谈论呢。
Sometimes, for example, we may chat very loud.
就在休息时间呢，尽量大家能够。小声谈论啊。
But even during the recess, when we have a break, we can try to maintain quietness.
因为圣殿也是赞美神的一个地方。
The temple is a place of praising God.
所以多希望啊，大家希望能够啊分享一些神的恩典。
So our conversation should be about sharing God's grace.
那我们尊重神的殿，自然就不会去随意批评别人。
And when we respect the temple of God, we would not criticize others.
不会随意抱怨。
And we would not grumble.
因为充满了赞美的声音呢。
Because this should be a place of praise.
那自然我们就能够洁净神的圣殿。
And naturally, we can cleanse the temple of God.
因此就是要使教会变成一个祷告的教会。
So we should make this this church a house of prayer.
时间安息日早上十点，时间一到，很多人就在会堂里面祷告了。
We hope to see that on at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, everyone can gather. Many people can gather at church to pray.
因为职会的负责人也是体验到祷告的重要性。
And the council members have also realized the importance of prayer.
因此礼拜日晚上啊，职会的负责人也有45分钟祷告时间。
That's why the church council members also set a time to pray at on Sundays for 45 minutes.
他们就是希望能够以身作则，来带领整个教会变成一间祷告的教会。
Because they wish to be set examples for the whole church to pray and lead the church.
那我们要使教会成为一间宣道的教会。
Next, let us make this church a church of evangelism.
那主耶稣吩咐我们要往普天下去传福音。
The Lord Jesus gave us the commission to go into the whole world to preach the gospel.
我们每个人都有一张嘴巴。
All of us have a mouth to speak.
当嘴巴是要说话的。
The mouth is for speaking.
所以我们该说的时候就要说啊。
And when we are supposed to speak, we should speak.
不要平常说了很多，可是到了正经说要为主说一些话，说不出来。
Sometimes we talk a lot, but when it's time for us to speak for the Lord, we cannot speak.
要说提到见证，说不出话来。
When it's time for us to share our testimony, we're unable to speak.
要提到我们的自己的教育也说不出来。
When we're supposed to share our basic beliefs, we're unable to.
所以我们要为主就开口啊。
We need to open our mouths for the Lord.
好像耶利米先知一样。
It is like the prophet Jeremiah.
他说他不开口的话，内心就有好像有一把火在烧啊。
He said that if he were to shut his mouth, he would feel a fire consuming him within.
那我们要为主而说来邀请。
Let us also make invitations for the Lord.
好，请看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
39节 约翰福音第一章三十九节
John chapter 1 verse 39
耶稣说你们来看他们就要去看他在哪里住这一天便与他同住那个时候约有深圳了大概是下午四点钟了所以这里是提到主是说当时有人来跟随主耶稣主耶稣问他们说你们跟我做什么呢
These people came to the Lord Jesus and followed him, and Jesus saw them and asked them, what do you want?
他们说我们看你住在哪里啊?
And they said, where are you staying?
很好奇。
They were curious.
因为他们觉得这一位称为神的羔羊的人啊，非常好奇。
They were very intrigued by this person who was called the Lamb of God.
当然是要看他生活与我们有没有什么不一样啊。
They wanted to see how he was different from other people.
好像有一点呢，到非洲去呢。
One year I visited Africa.
非洲人也很好奇我们这些他们称我们是白人呢。
The Africans were very curious about us, and they called us whites.
所以有位志工有位志工跟我一起去的。
A volunteer in the church accompanied me.
他比较年轻。
He was younger.
所以那些。非洲弟兄姐妹很好奇一下，就拉他的手，看他皮肤，说：“哇，你皮肤很白哈，这个看到有什么，好像很好奇呀。”
The people there were very curious and took his hand and saw how fair his skin was.
这一些人哈，也是跟随耶稣之后，很好奇说：“哎，你这位哈神的羔羊，到底是你住的怎么样？你住在哪里？我们去看一看。”
These followers of Jesus were likewise very curious about Jesus and wanted to go to check out.Where he was staying.
你的生活跟我们有什么不一样？
So that they could find out how his life was different.
所以三十九节，耶稣就说你们来看就知道了。
And in verse 39, Jesus said to them, "Come and see."
去看了以后就被耶稣所吸引住了。
And they were attracted to the Lord.
所以他们就决定了与耶稣同住下来。
And they remained with him.
所以耶稣就邀请他们说你们来看。
Jesus invited them to say, "Come," and said, "Come and see."
那后来有人就用耶稣邀请了，再来邀请别人来看耶稣了。
And later on, other people invited more people with the same invitation.
来看四十六节。
Let's read verse 46.
拿单列对他说：“拿撒勒还能够出什么好的吗？”腓力说：“你来看。
”And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
因为很难描写说主耶稣他的生活是怎么样。
It's difficult to describe with words what Jesus' life is like.
也很难描写说耶稣这个人是怎么样。
And it's difficult to describe what Jesus is like.
因为耶稣让他的门徒呢，让腓力、让彼得让安德烈，他们觉得是很新鲜。那另一方面呢，也是觉得与众不同的人呢。
People like Philip, Peter, and Andrew were so curious about Jesus because they saw how different Jesus was.
耶稣能够让他们心里面觉得很满足。
And Jesus was able to make them feel content and satisfied.
这种感觉是用言语很难说得出来呀。
And that feeling is difficult to describe with words.
所以当腓力在介绍这个拿单业的时候。
When Philip introduced Jesus to Nathanael,
那他就腓力干脆就说话，那你来看就知道了。
He simply told him, "Come and see."
因为拿单内好像是很难接受了。
Because Nathaniel had a hard time accepting him.
所以腓力干脆就说，啊，你来看，你就知道了。
Or believing Philip, and Philip just said, "Come and see."
所以我们也要替耶稣来邀请啊。
So we can also make invitations on Jesus' behalf.
啊，你要来看看这位神的羔羊是怎么样的。
Come and see for yourself who this Lamb of God is.
啊，他的生活是怎么样？
What his life is like.
所以我们要邀请我们的朋友来教会看一看我们的聚会情形，我们这边祷告情形，我们有神的同在的证明。
So we can invite our friends in the same way to come and see our church, see our service, see our prayer, and see how God is with us.
我们的教会是有秩序的一间教会。
To see how this is a church of order.
我们是喜乐的一间教会。
How this is a church of joy.
啊，充满耶稣生命力的一间教会。
How this is a church that is filled with the living power of God.
啊，充满着见证的一间教会。
How this is a church filled with testimonies.
说让他们来看。
We invite them to come and see.
我们不怕被看的。
We are not afraid that others may come and see.
我们是怕他们不来。
We do fear that people never get to come and see.
再继续看第四章。
Let's read chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章二十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 29.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
你们来看，有一个人啊，将我素来所行的一切事都说了出来啊！莫非这人就是基督吗
？Come, see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ？
所以也是这些人也是为耶稣邀请说：“你们来看呢、啊。
”So they were invited to see Jesus.
啊，真的就有很多人来看呢、啊。
And many people came.
我们再看三十九节
，verse 39。
那城里有好些。撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人作见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did.
啊，再来看四十一节
，verse 41。
因为耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。四十二节
，42。
便对那个妇人说啊，就是说你们来看的那个人啊，便对妇人说，现在。我们信了，不是因为你的话，是因为我们亲自听见的，知道这真是救世主啊。所以我们来看一看哈、啊，这些人来看了以后呢，哎，要有机会来看，看了以后就知道，哎，这位不是普通人，是救世主。
After these people had the opportunity to come to see Jesus, they believed for themselves that Jesus was indeed the Savior of the world.
所以我们要为主所来邀请我们的朋友。
So let us invite our friends to come and see Jesus.
那第四个我们工作的目标呢？
The fourth goal of our ministry
啊，就是服事的教会
is to be a church of ministry or serving.
因为主耶稣来到世界上啊，不是被服事的，他是要服事人。
When our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world, he came not to be served but to serve.
那服事的定义就是要满足别人的需要。
To serve means to meet the needs of others.
所以我们既然被主耶稣的宝血洗净的
since we have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus,
我们就是要侍奉这位救过我们的主
let us serve our Savior.
所以我们要过着一个服事的生活
we need to lead a life of serving others.
我们教会很多事情可以做。
There are many things we can do in the church.
我们事事有人做啊，每一样事情都是有人做。
Hopefully, every task is handled or taken up by someone.
那人人有事做。
And that everyone is given a task.
哦，我们事事有人做啊，而且是人人有事做。
So every task is manned by someone, and every person is handling a task.
我们不要变成说事事有人做，都是那几个人在做。
Hopefully, it's not the same group of people who does everything.
我们是要人人有事做。
Hopefully, every individual gets involved.
我到巴西的时候
，When I was in Brazil,
那跟一位慕道者啊传福音呢。
I was sharing the gospel with a truth seeker.
我们介绍我们教会的五大教义。
I shared with this person our five essential doctrines.
啊，那位慕道者啊，他接受了。
And this truth seeker was able to accept them.
那当然，再接下来就是说，那您觉得受洗怎么样啊
So my follow-up question was, would you consider baptism?
他说他要考虑一下。
He said he would think about it.
我就问他说，那你为什么要考虑？
I said, what is the reason for your hesitation?
他说他现在被他们教会安排一样圣工啊，他不能够离开的话不好意思啊。
He said he has been entrusted with ministry or sacred work in his former church, and he feels bad for leaving.
那我说教会是派你什么工作那么重要？
I asked him, what did they assign you to do that is so important?
他说没有了，我只是负责那个说奉献金就是他们外教会是每一场聚会完以后有一个人拿着袋子，还是拿着黑色袋子要去说奉献金他说是负责那个工作。
He said, well, it's not much, but I'm in charge. I've been assigned to collect or to count all the offerings after the offerings have been collected.
那个工作呢，就让他觉得好像是那个教会的一份子很重要所以他不好意思离开。
And he felt that this task was important enough that he felt very bad for leaving that church.
所以那天教会他们已经有排说的，把工作分得很细，让每一个人都有工作做。
So that church that he was talking about has assigned every member some task.
当然这个是安排的人要用心啊。
And of course, this requires that the person who does the scheduling or signing pays close attention.
要把工作细分化。
And carefully divide up the work.
比如说本来是很笼统他清扫会堂大家清扫会堂很笼统一个概念叫清扫会堂。
On the one hand, you can just be very vague and say, let's all clean the chapel.
现在就细分了这几个人哪个弟兄你负责擦窗子，哪个弟兄你负责吸地哪个弟兄你负责把这个赞美诗圣经说好做细分化。把工作呢分得更细。
But then on the other hand, you can also carefully divide the different tasks and assign it to individuals or groups.
所以让每一个人都有工作。
So that everyone is engaged.
让每一个人都有归属感。
That everyone feels a sense of belonging.
让每一个人都能够感觉到为耶稣做的那种喜乐。
That everyone feels the joy of serving.
所以要用心啊。
So this requires putting in a lot of thought.
有人做，人人有事做。
So that everyone is engaged in some task.
那当然有些事情必须要事先协调。
And some tasks, some works require coordination.
还要事先训练。
And training.
因为有些事情是要经过训练的，才能够做得好。
Some ministries require training before you can do them well.
那我们愿意有个学习的心呢。
So hopefully we have the heart to learn.
那第五个我们要使我们教会成为一间赞美的教会。
The fifth goal is to make our church a church of praise.
赞美神。
We are to praise God.
我们看启示录整本书在写什么。
What does the whole book of Revelation talk about?
启示录看起来是很复杂，很复杂，很难理解。
On the surface, it seems to be a very complex book.
其实启示录就是描写说，我们将来会有一场属灵的征战。
But the book of Revelation essentially tells us about this spiritual warfare.
那怎么来胜过这场属灵的征战？
How can we be victorious in this warfare?
那就是赞美。
It is through praise.
我们看天上使者都在赞美
We see how the messengers in heaven praise God.
四活物跟24位长老都在赞美。
How the four living creatures and the 24 elders kept praising God.
只要赞美神，就能够赢得这场属灵的征战。
By praising God, they were victorious in the spiritual battle.
所以我们要用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
So let us worship God with spirit and truth.
这是主耶稣说的话。
These are the words of our Lord Jesus.
用心灵就是用我们的心灵内心的深处来敬拜神。
To worship God with spirit means to worship Him from the depth of our hearts.
而不只是表面的。
Rather than only on the surface.
比如说我们在这里听道理。
For example, we are here to listen to the sermon.
要用那个内心的心灵深处来拜神。
We need to worship God from the bottom of our hearts.
你会感觉到哇，神真的是很伟大了。
Then we will feel how awesome God is.
神对我很好。
How good God is to us.
所以我要怎么赞美他？我要利用每个机会来赞美他。
And we're compelled to praise and thank God.
神啊，我要跟你说一声谢谢的。
We want to tell God how much we thank Him.
所以我们就有这种心，用我们心灵深处来赞美神。
This is how we can praise God from the bottom of our hearts.
所以我们就有所预备。
So we need to come prepared.
啊，能够早来的话，尽量能够早来。
It's even better if we can come earlier.
啊，来用心灵来赞美他。
So that we can worship and praise God from our spirit.
说听道理也是在赞美呀。
And listening to a sermon can be a form of praise.
讲道理的人就在讲神的作为。
The person who speaks a sermon speaks the wondrous works of God.
讲神跟我们之间的关系。
He talks about the God's relationship with us.
那大家听完以后，
and after we listen to the message,
你的内心受感动，
our hearts are touched.
你的内心说阿们，
and our hearts say amen.
啊，虽然我们不用口嘴巴讲出来，
even though we may not express it with our words,
但是我们在内心来说阿们。
But in our hearts, we respond with amen.
说的确是啊，神的恩典那么多了。
It is certainly true that God's grace is abundant.
我们的确是要爱主更多了。
It's abundant, and we need to love the Lord more.
的确是我亏欠神还很多啊。
Surely we are indebted to the Lord.
那我们要用诚实来拜神。
We also need to worship God in truth.
诚实就很实在，不是表面的。
It means to worship Him truthfully rather than only superficially.
啊，不是说有来就好啊。
It's not just a matter of showing up at church.
有来是很好，嗯，当然是很好的一件事情了，已经不简单了。
Of course, coming to church itself is a good thing.
但是我们来了一定要有收获。
But after we have come, we should also reap.
大家时间都很宝贵。
Because our time is precious.
能够不能够使这个时间呢，就白白浪费掉了。
We should not waste our time here.
我们一定要收获。
We need to come and take away something.
我们来了一样带着主的恩典回家。
So hopefully after we come, we can take away the grace of God with us.
啊，带着赞美回家。
We can take home the praise of God.
时时刻刻在赞美神。
That we can constantly praise God.
那我们的赞美崇拜要多样化。
And our praise and worship should be diverse.
赞美有很多种方法来赞美神。
There are many ways to praise God.
比如说我们教会要排见证会啊，就是赞美呢。
For example, when the church arranges a testimony session, that is a way to praise God.
虽然我们表面上是见证会，其实也是赞美神。
Even though it's called a testimony service, it is also praising God.
我们讨论会。
When we have discussions.
怎么样把神的道理活用在我们生活当中？
When we talk about how to apply God's word in our lives,
所以我们可以设计很多样的方法啊，来赞美神。
And there are many other such ways for us to praise God.
啊，也有圣经问答也是可以啊。
Bible Q&As could be another format.
所以我们很多各种不同方式。
So there are many ways for us to do this.
要活化我们的崇拜。
This is how we can make our worship alive.
因为神的话是带有生命力的。
Because the word of God is living.
所以崇拜一样是带有生命力的。
In the same way, our worship should be alive.
是很活的。
Should be living.
啊，是双向的，大家也可以很自由的啊，向神表达啊，对神的感恩。
And it could be a two-way communication, where everyone can share their thanksgiving towards God.
那最后，我们要使我们教会成为一间喜乐的教会。
Finally, let us make this church a church of joy.
啊，让大家来看到我们很喜乐啊。
So that when people come and see, they will see how joyful we are.
那喜乐的话，可以从我们外表可以看得出来呀。
Joy can be seen from the outside.
因此，箴言那边不是说我们那种喜乐，这个脸呢可以看得出来呀。
So as the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs tells us, the joy within a person's heart can be seen in his countenance.
我们内心忧伤的话，我们的脸也可以表现得出来呀。
And likewise, the sorrow in our hearts is also seen on the face.
我们当然不希望每个信徒是 poker face， 这很严肃，也不需要这样子。
So I don't think we need to all put on a long face.
我们要喜乐。
We should be joyful.
那怎么来喜乐呢？
How can we be joyful?
我们第一个一定要充满基督的生命力。
First, we need to be filled with the vitality of the life of God.
请看约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章第九节。
John chapter 10 verse 9.
我就是门，凡从我进来的，必然得救，并且出入得草吃。第十节。
10.
那盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得更丰盛。这是主耶稣的应许。
This is the promise of our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以透过基督耶稣啊，使我们生命力更丰盛。
Through Christ Jesus, our life can be abundant.
生命力的丰盛不在乎我们身体是不是健康啊。
Having an abundant life is not a matter of whether you're healthy.
啊，当然身体健康是很重要的。
Of course, health is very important.
但是身体健康，只要是没有一个很充沛的属灵的生命力，这个还是不够的。
But if a person only has health and does not have a strong spiritual life, that is not enough.
那这种健康不会维持长久啊。
Because this kind of health cannot last long.
所以我们一定要取得耶稣丰盛的生命力。
We need to receive the abundant life of Jesus.
就是多多接触耶稣。
We need to come in constant contact with our Lord Jesus.
多多的跟他交通。
Communicate with him.
啊，透过弟兄姐妹大家互相分享。
And share with other brothers and sisters.
也能够充满基督的平安。
Then we can be filled with the peace of Christ.
啊，请看哥罗西书。
Please turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
哥罗西书三章十五节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存着感谢的心。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
所以我们来的一定要充满基督的平安。
When we come together, we should be filled with the peace of God.
因此我刚刚提过，不要空空的回家。
So as I mentioned, let's not go home empty-handed.
我们一定要带着基督的平安回家。
Let us bring the peace of Christ home.
我们要投入，才能够有收获啊。
We must put in something in order to get something in return.
所以大家来这里真的在拜神。
So when we come together, we are really here to worship God.
那颂赞神。
And praise God.
这样我们内心就会有平安。
Then our hearts can be filled with peace.
然后才能够充满基督的喜乐。
And we can have the joy of Christ.
请看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
第一章二十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 25.
腓立比书第一章二十五节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 25.
我既然这样，就深信知道能要住在世间呢，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
And being confident of this, I know that I shall remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy of faith.
26节。
26.
那叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去啊，就越发的加增。
That your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Jesus Christ by my coming to you again.
所以我们都知道，腓立比是一间喜乐的教会。
As we know, the church in Philippi was a church of joy.
就是因为大家从耶稣那边得来的喜乐了。
And this joy came from the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要借着耶稣基督，使我们得到喜乐。
So let us be joyful through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们平常要更新我们的心思意念。
We need to be renewed in our minds.
啊，这是我们的目标啊。
And this is our goal.
当然大家会很辛苦。
And this requires hard work.
啊，等到唱完诗以后呢，我会发给大家我明年度的安排表。
At the end of the service, I will give you my schedule for the next year.
No, 我们再说详细明年的工作计划。
And I will talk more about some of the details of the work next year.
辛苦，但是我们是在往下扎根，向上结果啊。
Even though it requires hard work, we need to take root below and bear fruit above.
所以圣经也告诉我们要忍耐节食。
As the Bible teaches us, we need to be patient in bearing fruit.
虽然我们在服事过程当中，在敬拜神的过程当中，有很多事情必须要投入大家的投入。
In different kinds of ministries and in worshiping God, we need a lot of people to be involved.
所以圣经说，我们要尽心、尽力、尽性、尽力爱我们的主啊。
The Bible teaches us to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, our understanding and our will.
所以包括两个层次啊，第一个要尽心，第二个要尽力。
So we need to love the Lord with all our heart and our mind.
所以大家也会觉得很有点辛苦了。
As well as all our strength, and that requires some hard work.
但是也不要怕。
But let us not fear.
最后请看马太福音。
Finally, let's read Matthew.
马太福音十三章二十三节。
Chapter 13, verse 23.
十三章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 23.
13, 23节。
Chapter 13 verse 23.
撒在好地上的就是人听到明白了，后来结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
But he who receives seed on the ground, on the good ground, is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
所以只要在我们的工作目标上，大家能够忍耐结实啊，那我们就要百倍的收成。
If all of us can be focused, and be patient in bearing fruit, then we can bear a hundred, we can produce a hundredfold.
因为没有收获，没有撒种的，一定没有收获的。
Because you cannot reap without sowing.
啊，不管收获了怎么样，至少要撒种啊。
Regardless of how much you reap, you need to at least sow.
啊，至少大家要付出啊。
That means we need to all give something.
没有付出就没有收成。
If you don't give, you cannot take back.
那我们要付出呢？圣经说啊，有一百倍的收成，有六十倍，有三十倍，至少要三十倍啊。
So as the Bible says, when we sow, we should at least get 30. 30-fold.
这个投资啊，是最划得来的。
And this is really the most, the best investment.
啊，因此啊，盼望大家能够共同努力。
So let us work hard together.
啊，我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
唱诗的时候，请负责人来。